station. Get in the morning.
Hey, it's Kelly Raspberry with your Showbiz Top 5.
Number 5.
Diddy is the latest target of swatting, where somebody calls 911 and reports that this huge crime is going down at a celebrity's home. And then the police and FBI swarm the place and find it was a prank. A young teenager admitted to swatting Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber. But in this case, the hackers who exposed the private financial information of dozens of celebrities are taking credit for this Diddy swatting, as well as one they pulled on Paris Hilton last month.
Number 4.
Justin Bieber has 2 concerts scheduled for Oslo, Norway on April 16th and 17th. Now, since he's known to attract teenage girls, school officials are going out on a limb and assuming some of their female students might skip school for those concerts. That's right when midterm exams are taking place. So just to make sure those girls don't miss exams, 5 schools in Norway have rescheduled midterms. And that is the power of Bieber.
Number 3.
It was pretty much the worst kept secret on television. But yesterday, NBC announced that Jay Leno is backing off the Tonight Show microphone and handing it over to Jimmy Fallon. This isn't happening until February of 2014. So Jay has plenty of time for lots of snarky monologues.
Number 2.
Kim Kardashian is very anxious to get her divorce from Chris Humphries finalized before her baby with Kanye West is delivered in July. So the divorce trial is scheduled to start May 6th. But wouldn't you know, Kim has something else going on that day, like promoting her perfume in New York City. She asked the judge if he could actually move the trial up to May 3rd so she could be there. The judge said no, but he did give Kim a free pass. She does not have to be there for day 1 of the trial. She can come around day 2 or 3, whatever works better for her schedule.
Number 1.
Richie Sambora is not on this leg of the tour with Bon Jovi. Now, yesterday, everyone was speculating he may be relapsed with the alcohol. That is absolutely not true, say sources directly connected to the band. They told TMZ it's not alcohol that caused Richie to bail. It's tension between him and John Bon Jovi. And that's your Showbiz Top 5.
Kid Craddock in the morning.